is Wednesday, December the 2nd. Welcome to the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show. We are here live today. I am Tanya Free, joined by my wonderful friends, former Richmond City Councilman Bill Johnson. How are you?
I'm doing fine, lady. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And also with us is Van Nevels. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's been a little while.
Absolutely. Let me push your mic up so everybody can hear you. You want all the listeners to hear you.
I'm wondering here too.
Okay. And also with us is Emmett Bailey. How are you?
How are you? Glad to be back.
Thank you, friend. Thank you for being here. And also radio legend Jerry Carter is with us today. How are you?
It's good to be above dirt.
Absolutely. No question. If you weren't, I would have an issue with that.
I'm sure you would.
Okay. And sitting behind our social media desk and our roving correspondent is Antoinette Bailey. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. And working behind the scenes is Marcus Evans and Mr. Free. And we want to thank all of our listeners for joining the conversation today. Our phone lines are open, 804-321-1010. Our toll-free number, 844-321-1010. Or you can text us at TanyaFree63975. And if you're listening on your phone, you can dial 712-832-2784. Thanks to our friends at AMFM 247. And also, too, I want to thank our friend DJ Big E for sitting in with us on, sitting in for us on last week, who was rocking us and jamming all of the above. You can imagine we had a wonderful time. Thank you, DJ Big E, and hopefully we will have you back soon. Well, let's jump right into it. There's a whole lot going on in the media, and let's start with the Laquan McDonald shooting that happened 16 months ago that we are now hearing about. And it's so unfortunate that you can have a whole police force and that can cover up such a tragedy. I think when the incident occurred, the police union said that the officer shot Laquan McDonald one time, but the autopsy shows that he was shot 16 times, I think it was. And I think a lot of what's going on is that it was political as well. You know, as the story unfolds, the police chief has been fired or has resigned, whatever you want to call it. Now they're calling for Mayor Rahm Emanuel to step down as well. Mr. Johnson, what do you think about this whole situation?
I think all of the above. I think that that it is political. I think had this come out when it was supposed to come out, Mr. Emanuel would have lost. For them to have done this in a whole year's time, I do feel that it was a cover-up. And I think this is going to be a whole lot more in-depth and more troubling than what went on in Ferguson. To shoot somebody down for 16 shots and then cover it up for a whole year. Yeah, definitely that was political because he was going through it at that time. And I'm hoping that we begin to realize that not only is Chicago a more notorious city, it is long-lived. I'm an urban studies and planning major, and one of the case studies or one of the books we were charged to read was called The Boss, which talked about Chicago politics and how notorious it is. And what we have got to get in mind that this is not, when it comes to the police, it's no longer black and white. It's blue, and it is deep. And we need to get ready to put on a long, deep, and continuous fight to bring justice in that system.
I agree with you there. I think I may disagree with the fact that it's no longer black and white, because when I think about how this individual, how Laquan McDonald, was shot 16 times in the back, and then we have an individual that can go into a Planned Parenthood, kill an officer, and come out alive. And do you think, had that individual been black, he would have been able to come out alive?
Well, this guy was deranged and he gave himself up. Okay.
I understand
and
that.
When I say it's not black and white, it's blue, you've got black police officers, you've got black people in charge in these police departments, and they are far more loyal to the police department than they are in racial and social justice. That's
okay.
What I mean by
okay.
that.
Okay, okay, gotcha. Jerry, what do you think about the situation?
Well, I kind of agree with both. It's so complicated. The situation has been so compounded that we're dealing with so many different variables, you know, the a person's rights, the fact that he had mentioned about the police. I know that I had an incident in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the way I met Farrakhan was the fact that I almost went to jail. And the police, the black police in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, had their own union to protect themselves.
Right, I've heard that before.
So I thought Mississippi was the most racist city, but when I went to Milwaukee to work at the WNOV, I got out of there the first chance that I could. But we're dealing with what we're seeing here, I think, in America, is the fact that the people who are in charge of law enforcement, they no longer have to wear the white sheets and the hoods. They will hire, you know, their gunmen to wear the police uniform, and they shoot and kill our kids. When they go hunting, and I've had this conversation with some of my white friends, when you go shoot a deer, you only shoot it once, but yet you shoot our black kids 12, 13, 14, 15 times. I have never seen anything on the internet or anywhere that shows that a black policeman has taken a young woman and thrown her from one side of the room to another side that's in an educational setting. All she did was perform her own rights by saying that she didn't do this and she had a right to defend herself. A grown man weighing 240 pounds take a young black woman and throw her all over the room. And then with all of our young black men walking across the street or on the wrong side of the street or may have parked their car in their front yard, they either get tased or get shot. But yet, don't nobody say anything about it. It always seems to be us, African Americans, who have to fight that. You know, I don't understand why the dominant culture can't say, this is wrong. You don't shoot people's kids, you know, 15, 16 times. So we're in a dilemma here in the United States of America. We're on the edge of seeing a police state get started.
Well, one of the things I'm concerned about, too, as to when did they start to negotiate with the family to pay them off? And when it, you know, occurred, I'm surprised that the family didn't take it. We didn't hear from the family or didn't go to the media at that point. How soon was it when the family started to, you know, receive calls that they were getting paid to keep it quiet? I mean, that hasn't, in my opinion, haven't heard anyone bring that up in the media.
It was brought up in the media, and I think it was done prior to the election process. And see, Chicago has paid almost $500 million in wrongful death suits or those kind of situations. It's almost like having your teenage, it's like hitting the lottery. You know, they shoot your kids, you get a couple million dollars. And this is something that definitely needs to be looked at. You know, you fired 5,000 teachers and you've paid this amount of money to keep people quiet or to make them complacent and mm-hmm. not ask questions. I think the, if I'm not mistaken, the parents didn't even want this to come out to the media after they'd gotten that check. This is what I think.
Well, they probably were sworn to silence. I mean, I'm quite sure if they would get, if you're going to pay somebody, then they're not going to be able to talk about it anyway. They're going to have them sworn to silence that they can't talk about. And the reason this came out was because you had a journalist, I think his name was Brandon Smith, that was trying to get the footage. And he actually sued, and the judge awarded him the right to get the tape. So had it not been for him, this probably would not have come out still at this point. Emmett?
Well, there is no defense for the police that did this. There's none. No doubt about it. As you know, I'm conservative in terms of my political beliefs, but this happened in the context of the Trayvon Martin and all these other things that took place. And what we are so distrustful of Democrat leadership, such as Chicago, St. Louis, New York. Of course, St. Louis is in Republican hands down, but what I mean, historically, they tend to be the most corrupt cities and states in the whole union. And then you look at the history of who's been in control there for this period of time, you have to say this is named the culture. I'm not quick to jump on the police, all police, when we have yet to really address the real cause of black death, period. 93% black on black. 97%, I'm sorry, 97% black on black. Police is like 1 to 1.5% and they kill more white more whites in trying to resisting arrest than blacks. So you got to put it in that context. You got to put it in that context. But that particular incident, there's no substitute. And what's so corrupt about it is the same pattern we see on the national level. Something happens, or what I call to keep the natives quiet, we're gonna straighten this out and allow enough time to go get past. Hopefully, something else will take over the media and so on and so forth, so they won't be so distracted by this. And we as black people get emotionally engaged and get very unsettled behind these things, but they do it time after time and time again. So okay. That's the thing that bothers me about this, is that it is wrong looking at that specific thing on an anecdotal basis, but the pattern that caused all this uproar in the streets in various cities, predominantly Democrat cities again, is because of the emotional behind it, not the facts. Nobody will look at the facts. You won't look at the emotion involved, you know.
Okay.
So you look at, in this case, you look at the facts, all your emotion is still wrong.
All right. Well, let me get Liv Van jump in here.
Yeah. First of all, what did this kid allegedly do that required police involvement? I have still yet to find out the answer to that question.
That's true.
Other than they said he was, had a knife.
Yeah. Well,
having a knife, right? He was chased, right?
He was running prior to that.
Right.
What did he do in order to spark their interest in him to begin with?
Right. Well, to me, they didn't wait long enough to find that out, because from my understanding, it took them like 6 seconds once they got there and they started to shoot. Only one officer started shooting.
Yeah. Well, regardless of which, why was he being chased?
Exactly.
Why do we not know
that's my point.
Why do we not know the answer to this question after a year's time, number one? Number two, why didn't this cop use his taser? Blah, blah, blah. The dash cam video doesn't come out until a year later. They go to a private owned business, which Burger King,
right?
Delete the video files of all the cameras,
right?
Except for one camera that was filming them deleting files.
85 minutes.
Right.
85 minutes.
Wow. So this wasn't simply I'm just covering my ass. This was across the board cover up. Every cop that stood and allowed this to happen, they're all accessories to murder, at least accessories, if not, let's do conspiracy during and after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Any cop's report of what happened that does not corroborate what that video shows, they all get charged. Period.
Okay.
Is the... Do we need to go to a break?
No. I'm going to go to the phones. My Facebook friend, Tara Ellis from Chicago, is on line one. Hi, Tara. How are you? Good. I know you can give us an inside scoop on what's going on.
I can't really give a lot of insight
because
I haven't been there. But when I heard about the story, I saw a lot of people who posted a video, and it's kind of hard to see the video. All I can see is them shooting Laquan, and he went down, but I didn't know that they kept shooting. And it's like,
you've not
Chicago
seen the entire
has
video.
Become a very known city for a lot of killings, and it's kind of mixed in with the cops and the police officers. So it's kind of hard that when they say one truck driver asked me, why do people say Black Lives Matter, when Chicago or any other state are just, like they're shooting each other down like dogs and animals, and we're killing each other. And I think he got the concept mixed up, because that's what I explained to him, that, the fact that there are some people out here who, some police officers that will just shoot you and then try to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as like with Laquan, they fired Chief McCarthy, which they should have done that a long time ago, because he's from New York.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to come from a bigger city to Chicago, and it's not that much of a difference in population, to not be able to control what he was doing in Chicago, he shouldn't have never been in position or authority anyway.
Okay.
And Rahm Emanuel, he needs to go as well, because we don't know what's going on. Everybody's covering up something. Nobody's saying anything. And as far as I know, they've been protesting, especially like for Black Friday, for Laquan as well. So mm-hmm. they're still downtown protesting at his death. And only thing I can say is it's really sad. You know, the only thing that I could do is keep up with my friends as well who may post from ABC or NBC or whatever news in Chicago. So mm-hmm. that's pretty much all I can go by. But yes, it was very wrong for that to happen that way, to just shoot them down. And not all police officers are bad, but it's kind of hard when these police officers are given a bad rep. Mm-hmm. And then for the ones that are doing the killing and don't care, you know, it's really scary to say who's doing the killing. You know, are they setting up, you know, some gang members to kill some of these, you know, other guys off the street who they want off the street? Maybe
that's
they're
a
covering
scary
up
thought.
Something else. So.
That's a real scary thought, if that's the case.
It is.
The 9-year-old little boy that was killed, it seemed like in the midst of a gang robbery of some kind. It's very unfortunate.
Oh, my God. That was sad. That was really sad. But the young man and now the parents that were involved,
mm-hmm.
both of them are covering up something. I have that feeling that they are. You know, of course, he's going to get on WCCI on the radio station and make himself look good or whatever
that.
The case is.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was really, that was, you know, to make his baby mother look bad. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that both of them were. They both were wrong. Let me just say that.
Yeah,
I think that they're both hiding something. But the first thing is, if this was true with the mother,
mm-hmm.
allegedly speaking, that she got this money, even though that they had already, Father Michael Slager had paid for it,
mm-hmm.
I would have took that money and relocated out of town.
Right, right.
That's what I would have did.
That is very unfortunate. Like I said, when I saw that interview too, he did not look like a father, in my opinion, that was remorseful or anything. He looked like he was scared. He did.
Yeah, and like I said, it's so many things going on with a lot of killings. It makes you wonder, and are the gangs really doing the killing, or are the cops doing the killing?
Right, you got corruption from one end to the other.
Yeah,
both of them are corrupt.
That's my point.
The gangs are
corrupt. Thank you,
Terry.
We appreciate you calling us, and be safe, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. We got to take a break. I'll pray. Right. Give him praise by Kathy
Your
Kiff,
call has ended.
DNS Cleaning, residential and commercial cleaning services. Give them a call, 804-272-3838.
Hey,
If you're the parent of a child with behavioral challenges that has been suspended, expelled, or just not able to make it in a traditional school setting, there is an alternative. Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Grades K through 12. Call 804-321-2595.
Hi, I'm Chocolate Chip, and there's never enough time for everything in a day, and the last thing you want to worry about is having to clean your home or business. Let DNS Cleaning Services make it a little easier for you. We do the work, so you don't have to, and there's no job too big or too small. We offer full-service cleaning for residential and commercial properties, including floor cleaning, stripping and waxing, carpet cleaning, and more. Our staff is professional, courteous, and trained for the highest level of customer satisfaction. Call us today at 804-272-3138. That's 804-272-3138.
If you're the parent of a child with behavioral challenges that has been suspended, expelled, or just not able to make it in a traditional school setting, there is an alternative. Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Grades K through 12. Call 804-321-2595.
Donald Trump was on Meet the Press standing firm on his claim that he saw people cheering in New Jersey on 9/11. When asked for documentation, he said he received calls from hundreds of people who saw it on TV. And they knew it was Jersey because of all the sand dunes, bombed out buildings, and Arabic writing on the walls.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
New time, mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern on Real Brother Radio Network and realbrotherradionetwork.com. Brought to you by Black Trade Lines. Go to blacktradelines.com and register your business or service today. Black Trade Lines. Empowerment is only a download away.
What is New Orleans Talk Network? It's today's hottest topics with an added flair. You get ready because the conversation will be hot and better yet, mobile. Download the New Orleans Talk Network app available on Android, iPhone, iPad, and you can listen to us on the web at www.neworleanstalknetwork.com. Write down our talk line at 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255. Interactive and worldwide. That's what we are. Join in on the real conversation and tell a friend about the New Orleans Talk Network.
Join me, Ty Bailey, on Just Jazz, the weekly jazz program aired on Saturday night from 9 until 11 p.m. Just Jazz showcases the best in jazz, current releases, reissues, and selections from past great recordings. It's here on the Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network at tanyafree.com. Just Jazz is also streamed 24 hours a day at tybailey.com.
Reclaiming the Drum, WNXP 95.5 FM, Greenville's People Powered Radio. Reclaiming the Drum.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now. Give Tanya a call at 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 toll free coast to coast. That's toll free 844-321-1010.
We'll go straight to the phones. Erica on line one, how are you, friend?
Good afternoon. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to comment about Laquan's parents. Uh-huh. I read on internet and from a couple of different sources that it wasn't some mother and father loving family type situation. The little boy at the age of five was molested and placed in foster care. So the parents weren't really even raising him. He had been in different foster care programs, but legally his mother was the legal parent because he was never adopted out. So his...
Hello, you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can
hear
you.
You're going in and out.
and his sister got the money. They hadn't seen Laquan in years.
Oh.
They were not taking care of him like you think a mother-father situation should be.
Yeah, now, he was a ward of the state.
Or something. Maybe he's the father.
Okay, so they got $5 million and just got...
No, this is Laquan.
Okay, we talking about the 9-year-old boy. Oh, okay, Laquan. Okay, I'm sorry. So the one from the gang killing.
I'm talking.
You got to call us back from a different location because you're not coming in.
I'm sorry, Edgar. You are going in and out. So call us back because we want to talk about what you're talking about. You talking about Laquan McDonald or you talking about the little boy, the 9-year-old boy that was killed?
Laquan McDonald. Laquan.
Okay, right. That's what I thought you were talking about. Right. She's talking about the
guy that was shot.
Right. The 17-year-old. Okay, that's what I thought she was talking about. So he had not been with the family at all. He was in foster care.
He was in foster care, yes, and you can look that up yourself. He was in foster care. So when the mother, the legal guardian, still the legal parent, so that's why they notified her.
Okay.
But they hadn't seen Laquan in years. He was living on his own.
Oh my goodness.
Why when they had the money, they took the money and left. They didn't want to. They didn't have any obligation to say anything to the media. Plus, I want to say that all those policemen that were standing behind the one that killed Laquan, they all should go to jail.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They all watched him shoot him, then they all kept it quiet.
Right.
Plus, the policeman who shot him was on the payroll for a year.
Right.
His wife is talking about, oh, my husband. No, that you've been sleeping with for the last year. I don't even know how he even laid his head down and didn't have nightmares from killing this child on the street.
Well, this wasn't his first time. This isn't the first time he's had issues. He had like 20 complaints against him. So this
right.
was probably a regular, you know, occurrence. That, I mean, was probably nothing. So, yeah, he's probably able to sleep at night, probably felt good about it.
Well, like I said, the policemen, all the policemen that stood there while he shot him,
mm-hmm.
they all should go to jail because they all watched the murder. They didn't stop him. Even if he was a deranged policeman that lost it for whatever reason, they could have came up and grabbed him. Plus, they said that he reloaded because the gun
wow.
didn't even hold 16 bullets. He reloaded and continued shooting.
That makes it
so
even
they
worse.
All, the whole kit and caboodle should go to jail. The parents of Laquan, they're just as bad because they put the mom left. They didn't even raise that boy. So there's a whole lot that needs to unfold, and that mayor needs to be under the jail with the rest
oh,
of
yeah,
them.
The whole
system. And as a matter of fact, now they're saying that Obama knew because you have to believe that
well,
Chicago is Obama's backyard. For all this to really go through,
right.
Obama knew also.
He had to come
from the top. And what is his act in it? Because these are his boys. And that's what I want to say.
Well, I tell you what, you have enlightened us more than the mainstream media.
Well, because I listen to Warren Valentine also, so but
well,
I also
you.
Do my own research. I don't go by just what radio show hosts say. I get on the internet and I research and I compare it myself.
Well, thank
because
you.
Everything on the internet isn't necessarily true.
That is
but
so very
I do,
true.
I do use other different sources, but you have to believe that just in Chicago. That's Obama's backyard. Think
you're
about
right.
it. That's
absolutely right, Erica. You're absolutely right. Thank you so very much. And we appreciate you calling us and enlightening us, giving
you're
us
welcome.
More information. You too. Bye-bye. That is
yeah,
even...
Yeah, the kid was a ward of the state. As far as invoking Obama into it, it's possible, but I don't see why.
You think that's a stretch?
Completely. That sounds like something from the other side of the aisle, ginning up yet more BS to go along with... You know, the already huge mountain of BS already talked about them. But yeah, Rahm Emanuel, hold on.
He may not initially known about this
yeah,
when it first happened, I think if they want to cover it up, I don't think they would involve the president. I don't think he would have known about. No,
Obama's got a lot more to answer for than simply just the death of a single
yeah,
black
yeah.
child. I'll tell you
I hold Rahm Emanuel completely responsible for this
how
whole
was the
thing
city council
because
able
it was political
to, how
for
was
him.
The city council able
that's why they gave their family that money and tried to keep a hush hush
and yeah
and
I
then,
didn't know nothing about
and
it
and then when
the
they knew
tape.
It was getting ready to come out they arrested the officer at that point
right.
and tried to you know make it look like oh we're gonna arrest him because yes he's guilty I think, yes, it is a total cover-up, and yes, Rahm Emanuel and the whole without police department, everybody should go.
And the Justice Department.
That's the big issue, the Justice Department, because this is going on because there's no accountability for it. Mm-hmm. When you've got that kind of corruption, and Chicago politics is famous for its corruption.
Right.
This is one of the reasons I say it's not black and white, it's blue. It's that department deep down in its core mm-hmm. has that kind of cover-up and protection and silence that allows this to go on. And I want to just say one more thing about Democrat versus Republican. That is not the case.
No, it's not.
Because it really does not matter. Right. When you talk about a police officer, you got 30 years, a 30-year gold watch, a gold shield
right.
that you're going to get. Politicians are in there for 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years max. And they're going to be there. And a lot of things that the politicians think they know, they mm-hmm. really don't,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they will not say because you jeopardize everything you have to say. And I'm going to speak from a personal experience. I had a 16-year-old foster kid in my house, and I turned that rascal out because he had gotten to the point where he was more man than me.
You know in your house?
In my house.
Okay.
What you ain't going to do. So, and we as black folk have not taken responsibility for the undereducation, the miseducation, and not taking up for our own kids in our own communities. We don't do it. We don't want to be bothered.
I agree with you.
Okay, so I can't be mad at the General Assembly, the City Council, or the Congress, or nobody else for what I'm not willing to do myself. If my church is not willing to get these children out of these situations, if they're not willing to take these foster kids in, if we are not willing to hold these city schools accountable, then
are politicians accountable?
Politicians.
Yeah.
They're secondary. It starts with me.
If I'm willing to raise
my children, my grandchildren, and somebody else's children too, we all should be doing that a little bit
more.
Where they went wrong is the Great Society program. When they just what's the name?
Johnson.
Patrick Moynihan. He looked at that plan, Johnson, and he's a certified liberal in about. He walked with Martin Luther King. The guy was, he had liberal credentials, but he was also an intellectual, and he was also the type of a liberal intellectual that would follow the facts, whether consistent with his agenda or not. But he put in that report. He looked at this thing. I forgot the exact year, but it's like late 1990s. At this rate, 30% of black kids be born out of wedlock on this type of program. Boy, they jumped on a call and every name you can think of, except homophobia. There wasn't out at that time. But the fact of the matter is. They discredited, and then black leaders I'm talking about discredited him. Sure enough, he was wrong. It was more like 65 to 70%, and closer to 30% in the white population because the government program that we as black folk always look for to solve our problems have not, will not, and continue will not work according to what we believe is going to work. We have faith in something is like a false religion. That we believe that they're going to take care of us. Every election cycle, they're going to take us.
What you going to do for us?
Yeah, what you going to do for us? And it don't work.
Okay.
And so with the family destroyed, we see stuff like this. Well, the powers that be, I remember Rahm Emanuel when he was the first chief of staff. He didn't want to coin that phrase. He says, we're not going to let any crisis go. We're going to take advantage of every crisis take place. That was within the first few months of election. From between November
and
January.
Where they learned it from.
And so he used that same principle in Chicago. A crisis take place, okay, we'll create other crisis in order to keep that one from being noticed. So after he got away for a year and a month, paying out $5 million, and the police officers, say what you want to say about police officers, but they didn't chip in to give $5 million to that family. They had to come straight from the top.
Okay, well, hold on. We'll go straight to the phones. Earl?
How y'all doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing just great. I want to try to go back to what I thought we was addressing in reference to the issue that happened in Chicago, but it's also happened out the whole United States, which come about the cover-ups of the situation, whether it be the cover-up from the police or the cover-up from the DA or the mayor. As we listen to what we're saying, even though we're highlighting the police, this is a systematic problem because not only did the police at that point, then you got the DA who saw the video, then you got the mayor who saw the video. So we got to look at how we as a society decide to protect our jobs by not disclosing these facts as our evidence. Now, the police, the good police said, we good police, but they don't come out and say, well, that's a bad police. So they lump together and they try to fight something that they're not showing any difference from. Our government is the same thing. We have these, what, blue codes, black codes, where something happened, we don't say nothing. So we need to first acknowledge that issue, because we can change the mayor, we can change the superintendent. But as the brother said on MSNBC, I thought was good. He was one of the protesters. He said, you're changing the dancer, but you're still playing the same music.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So the system is where we have to start focusing and seeing that the lack of enforcement, the lack of oversight from the citizenry in order for us to get that trust back. Otherwise, we holler about, let's vote somebody in and go in, and we're still not seeing what's going on. So I hope that the dialogue eventually comes to, we're not just talking about the individual situations and circumstances and how this person might have benefited from this state to that state, because all of them going to be different. But what is consistent is what we're saying, that does Black Lives Matter, whether it's black police there or white police there, a black mayor, a black governor, or a black president. It's the system that we need to put the light on and change it. No need. I mean, we can keep changing heads, but until we change how we operate, how we do things. Here in the city of Richmond, you know, I can go there now. You know, you got $6 million that the order of the state is missing. Nobody's saying nothing. You got $6 million from Richmond Redevelopment Housing that's supposed to go to the housing residents. Nobody's saying nothing. And we got black officials. We got job disparities. So it's the system that won't allow them to speak. We don't complain because they don't speak, but we'll call my sister Free Show and we'll have a passionately conversation about who they are. Notice how we always said they.
Right.
But you know what? They is some of us.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It really is. It really is.
You know, continue to bless us.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Earl. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Jerry, did you have something you wanted to say?
You know, Earl, he helped me out. Okay. That's what I was thinking. He said exactly what I was saying. I think we're getting off point.
Topic.
we are compounding issues, even though they're all related.
True.
It is a compound and a complex issue.
Yeah.
You can't break up black families and lock up people and destroy their families over frivolous type of things. When I was coming up 16, 17 years old, I had a way to climb out of the system. I could go into the Marine Corps. I had different kind of jobs. I could work at DuPont. I could work at Reynolds Metals without a high school diploma and have a middle class job.
And that's the issue.
You don't
we
have
don't
that
value today. Education.
Well, education today takes longer. Why in the world would I go and work and make $250, bring home pay at McDonald's, when I could make that much money in less than a day peddling stolen goods
because
and drugs?
Because there is a risk. Because there is a risk.
It's not worth it.
Well, today's jazz break is Mr. Magic by Grover Washington Jr., sponsored by Hong Kong Tailors.
Till earth and heaven ring, ring with a harmony, oh, rivers, yeah, let our rejoicing rise heavenly. Sing a song full of the pain that the darkness has caused. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. It is the Let us march.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Network, coast to coast, on air, online, and on point.
Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
Text ADVERTISE to 63975 or call 844-321-1010 to see how Freedom Marketing can put your business on the map for a lot less than you may think. Call 844-321-1010 or text ADVERTISE to 63975 today.
Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-296-1140. 800-296-1140. 800-296-1140. That's 800-296-1140. Not available in all states.
Hey there, Big John Trimble here. Thanks to Tanya for freeing up the time to allow me to talk about the Big John Trimble Show. Heard Monday through Friday mornings, 6 to 9, right here on WCLM Radio. Yes, sir, after 57 years, I'm still on the radio and 24-7 on BigJohnTrimble.com. It all originates from our backyard studio over here in Verona. We play a wide variety of requested music from Fats Domino, Chuck Berry, and Dinah Washington to George Jones, George Strait, and Loretta Lynn, along with the trivia contest and over-the-fence chats with our listeners from across the Richmond area, across the USA, and sometimes foreign countries. The Big John Trimble Show. It's the most fun you'll ever have with your clothes on.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooved. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. For me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is,
make my funk,
make a P-Funk,
make mine the P-Funk.
Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. The Lollipop Man. Chocolate coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody says, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7 up. Yeah.
T-Funk.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now. Give Tanya a call at 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 toll-free, coast-to-coast. That's toll-free, 844-321-1010.
We are watching breaking news now that there's an active shooting situation going on in California, and I made the comment just now that it is just unfortunate, and I think that guns is one of the situations where people are just getting to the point that they're just shooting like every day, like is, you know, what's the show Bonanza, the OK Corral type situation.
Yeah.
It's very, very unfortunate. It really, really is. I mean, I feel like, you know, you can't walk on the street now before you don't know who's going to just start the shooting.
Well, I was in Walmart the other night. Three people had their guns on their hips.
Yeah. Good thing.
Yeah. That's down in Hampton.
It's a good thing.
I don't need a gun.
Yeah.
How come you can never find those people that you say it's a good thing when they could do some good?
So
it's not enough guns? Is that what you're trying to
say? Here are the stats. Here's the stats.
Okay.
Cities and states have the tightest gun laws, has the highest death rate by guns. Now, with the most restrictive laws, Chicago.
You're proving my point, by the way. But
The point is that they got the tightest gun laws. So the fact of the matter is, disarming citizens who are from defending themselves, thinking the police gonna be on every corner and every door, you know, being able to rescue you, is a joke.
Well, you know, I've never gone to a Chinese restaurant and got shot, or anybody ever pulled a gun. So I don't know what you're talking.
That's
about.
That's anecdotal evidence. You have to look.
How is it anecdotal when he's lived it?
Yeah.
No.
Answer the question.
I mean, I've gone to a filling station to fill up my car. But I've never been robbed. For me to take my wife to a play or to a concert, and I got three or four guys there with a gun on their waist, for what? Why do you need a gun to walk around a civic area? Carrying the gun is a part of the problem. All you need is one crazy person.
That's my point.
All you need is one crazy person having a bad day.
And it don't even have to be crazy. It could just be drunk.
And they can shoot up your family. Then you would change your mind about that stance because it just don't make sense.
Or you carrying a gun in church. What's the purpose for that?
What's the purpose of carrying a gun?
Yeah. Well, let me go to the phones right quick and we can continue this. Scotty, hi, friend. How are you?
I'm not going to complain too much. Greetings to you, Tanya, and your panel there. Hope you all are safe behind these enemy lines where people getting gunned down and casualties are being created every day.
Unbelievable.
You know, I just watched a report on TV of Donald Trump talking about murdering the families of quote-unquote terrorists and what. So I'm like, wow. The problem with the problem isn't so much the gun. The problem is we live in a violent society that was founded on slavery, founded on genocide, this country, when has it not been at war? All right. We celebrate violence in the media. We just, you know, I'm like, you know, the police terrorism, all of that violence and whatnot. So nobody should be surprised at the violence that's going on today. This has always existed in the United States. I mean, we can look at, you know, the lynchings of black people and I mean, just all sort of murder and mayhem. That is the culture in which we live in. And there's going to have to be a change of culture if we want to see, you know, this violence subside.
Answer this, Scott. So should we be walking around with guns? Everybody walk around with a gun?
I think it's up to the individual. Good. It depends on where you live. It depends. You know whether or not you live in a dangerous neighborhood or community and whatnot. And so I don't have a problem with responsible gun ownership. I don't got a problem with that. I think, you know, like has been illustrated in a city with some of the most strict gun laws, you still got a bunch of guns coming in.
Hey, Scotty, bear in mind that responsible gun owners are that until a responsible gun owner loses his mind and come up with a reason to kill somebody. You dig what I'm saying?
You can't legislate that.
Right. But let's put it this way. There are millions, tens of millions. I would say probably 150 million gun owners in this country, me being one of them. and we haven't killed anyone.
Exactly. Okay, well, let me ask you this question. What's the problem with gun reform? Why can't we have psychological testing to be a part of trying to regulate, you know, who can have a gun? I mean, is it possible that this individual that was shooting up Planned Parenthood the other day, had he gone through psychological testing, that perhaps this could have been prevented?
I don't know if he had any psychological issues.
The
question is, what if he had it?
He had some issues. I mean, his three wives have come out, and he had some issues.
Well, again, I don't want to get into the minutiae and whatnot. I do think that there are some common things, common sense things that are not in place. You know, every state isn't the same. And there are loopholes, and I think those loopholes need to be closed. But I would not want to undergo any kind of psychological testing. And then, you know, next thing you know, that's in your record.
Right.
And then you're not getting a job because, oh, you tried to buy a gun, and they determined that you was crazy.
And
so we don't want to hire
I look at it another way. If you go through psychological testing and you show that you have some psychological issues, then look on the other side, it can get you some help.
Yeah. Here's the side right here. If you got to have a license to drive a car, why shouldn't you have to have a license to carry a gun?
And have insurance to go along with that?
Well, you do have to have a license.
Yeah, but you don't have to take a test. You don't have to take a test. So you just go buy a gun. They don't know who you are. Nobody knows who you are carrying that gun. Nobody knows where that gun came from. That's the reason why people are killing people, because they don't have to prove where they got the gun from.
Well, how are you gonna stop the illegal gun trade that's going on?
I'm not here to stop an illegal gun trade, but I am here to say that I don't want to sit down beside you in a restaurant and you packing.
And Scotty, the majority of the people that you see involved in mass shootings and things of that nature would have become more prevalent over the last decade or two. The majority of those situations were done by people who purchased those firearms legally. So it ain't about it ain't about somebody crazy living in the hood, bought a gun from, you know, hustle man down the street and then tripped out.
That's why I'm not for no psychological testing.
But
and
how
this
about
stuff
for psychological
about
testing for people
guns,
coming purchasing guns next week?
Every time I bought a gun, I've had to go through a background check.
Right, the background check
they
makes
done
sense.
A record
but
check,
but
a criminal record
to,
check of me.
But you don't have to go through that background check if you sold a gun to me. You dig?
Okay, that's a private transaction.
But it's still a device that can be used in a very mass destructive way.
That's the way most of it's done in places like Chicago, Baltimore, and D.C., private transaction. Because, see, first of all...
Then that needs to be stopped, and everybody getting a gun needs to go through a background check, no matter who it is selling or buying.
But see, the reason why a police tactics like stop and frisk...
Now you're really going down a rabbit hole.
I'm just saying, the reason why those things work is the unknown factor, the fear factor. In other words, a guy want to take you down, don't know if you're packing or not in a city that do not have tight gun laws. Because for the most part, many criminals are cowardly. They bold behind a gun, but they're not bold in terms of thinking.
Are you talking about the cops or?
No, the criminals. They bold behind a gun. They're not bold in terms of want to confront. They want to hit soft targets. So a whole place like Chicago and places like that, Democrat controlled cities.
You got the language down too, don't you?
They tend to have soft targets, and that's where they flourish.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, the reason I actually called in was to dispute this partisan nonsense about, you know, Democrats and look, these social programs and a single mother, that's a myth. That's a myth in the black community. You know, maybe you can say unmarried mothers, but that doesn't mean that they're single. And I was raised by an unmarried mother, okay, of the president of the United States. He wasn't raised by his mother. He was raised by his grandmother. Ben Carson, come from a single family home. They was on welfare and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting tired of people trying to make black women or black unmarried mothers the source of all these problems that we're facing. And that's just simply not true. And we need to stop that. It ain't about a Republican. It ain't about a Democrat, because I'm looking at Milwaukee. I'm looking at Wisconsin, a Republican state. you know, and all the racial problems they have there. So to me, it
and
ain't
financial
about no
problems too.
Politics.
Don't forget that.
Now, to agree, Scott, I agree with you. And you need to know that my basis for being a conservative had nothing to do with political parties initially. When I first voted, I voted for President Carter because I was black, raised up by a divorced mother in the project. And so I thought you was born as a Democrat. So I voted Democrat my first time voting out as a Democrat. But then I became a believer between Carter and when Ronald Reagan came in. I mean, I didn't come and believe because I saw some pamphlet or some kind of somebody around me to talk about conservatism. I got in the word. So when I make certain decisions with what's going on in the culture, even to this day, I don't look at the Republican platform. I also look at what does the word say about it. The word tend to be agree with most things that the Republicans stand for. The Democrat. I'm sorry.
What word is it that you are listening to, brother?
Let me close out by saying this.
Yep.
Most of the problems, political-based problems that are facing our community, the black community, whether you want to talk about mass incarceration, which is really modern slavery, we want to talk about policing in our communities and whatnot. All of that was done. All those laws were passed in a bipartisan fashion. Republicans and Democrats working together. So, you know, I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Now, Scott, I'll tell you about the TV show before you leave.
Good points.
Please tune in to New Abolitionist Radio tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Black Talk Radio Network as we discuss 21st century slavery and human trafficking.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, friend. We're going to go to line one, Stuart. Still there?
Yes. Interesting conversation. You know what I find interesting? And I was talking to someone about this, about America, and we suffer from what I call an attention deficit disorder.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about ISIS, and I'm not talking about your show in particular, but I'm just talking about the public mainstream media and these people that are running for the presidency. Everybody was so consumed about ISIS, as you recall. We couldn't
right.
get enough of ISIS. What's going on in Paris? They're going to come over here and do this to us. We need to be worried about them. And lo and behold, you look at all of these shootings that have taken place. You look at right here in our own backyard, in Chesterfield County, a white supremacist group. Now, this is a group that is a religious group. And this is a group that is rooted in a religion. It's somewhat Christian or whatever you want to call it. And there's not a whole lot of talk about the terrorism that's going on right here in our own backyard. The shooting that you just talked about.
Nah, because it's white folks doing it.
Stuart, can you hold on? Stuart, can you hold on? We got to take a break, okay? Hold on. Black Talk Radio Commentary. Right now, our friend Scotty Reed.
If by chance I should hold her,
let me hold her for all time.
If I allowed just one possession, I would prepare the people from the garden to be mine.
Focused on the corruption that is evident at the Chicago Police Department, which attempted to cover up the murder of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Allegations of torture of arrestees and sexual assault by cops at Holman Square in Chicago continue to surface. Hundreds of men claiming they were tortured into confessions by disgraced former Chicago Police Captain John Burge want new trials. Today, the first trial of one of six officers involved in the death of Baltimore resident Freddie Gray began after a jury was seated and heard opening arguments. Former Baltimore Police Detective Joe Glass was pushed out of the Baltimore Police Department in fear for his life after cops targeted him for testifying in a case where other cops beat a handcuffed suspect. Ferguson, New York City, Baltimore, Chicago, Los Angeles, and many more instances of police misconduct across the USA paint a picture not of just a few bad apples, but a rotten bunch of cops all across the land. Now comes a bombshell report that members of a narcotics investigation squad for the police department in Dothan, Alabama, planted drugs and weapons on young black men since the mid-1990s with the approval of their superiors, one of whom is currently the state's assistant director of Homeland Security. The myth of the good cop is being destroyed in the new media age that makes it highly unlikely that police can hide behind the propaganda of the good cop spewed across corporate media. Yes, there are good cops. Good cops who have filed whistleblower lawsuits despite threats against their lives if they dare cross the blue line and inform on the culture of police corruption that exists. However, the good cop is an exception and not the rule in today's modern police state. To all the good cops out there, know that your sacrifices and standing up for justice is much appreciated, and we got your back. Keep standing up and keep being.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Network, coast to coast, on air, online, and on point.
Calling all dreadheads, are you tired of your locks being dry, limp, and weighed down? Do your locks have an odor or you have unbearable itchy scalp? Are your locks thinning or falling off? If so, you need to visit Dreadhead Studio, offering full service lock maintenance, starter locks, kid services, weekly specials, and more. Try their online booking for your next appointment. For more information, call 804-601-8216. That's 804-601-8216. Or visit DreadheadStudio.com. Located at 133 East Belt Boulevard, Suite M in South Richmond.
This is Tanya Free. If it's Monday, it's time for Let's Get Busy with your host, King Salim Kalfani, 4 to 6 p.m. here on the heart and soul of the city, WCLM 1450 AM. Kick off the week with KSK, Commonwealth Consultation, LLC, for two power-packed hours of news you can use, feature guests, cutting-edge commentary, and more. Let's get busy with King Salim Kalfani every Monday at 4.
WCLM 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM 1450 AM.
This is Tanya Free. Did you know that stroke is reportedly the third leading cause of death in the U.S.? Recognizing the signs of a stroke and getting someone to the hospital quickly is key to reducing the damage. If someone suddenly loses the ability to speak or move an arm or leg on one side or facial paralysis on one side, call 911 immediately. Know the signs and act in time. Tanya's Medical Minute is sponsored by the Capital Area Health Network, the heart of the community.
Join Tanya Free and friends at tanyafree.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Taylor with Send Out Cards.
Send Out Cards is a card and gifting business like none other. This product will help you with prospecting. It will also help you with customer retention. Your friends and family will love the gifts and cards that you send to them. For more information on this amazing product, text Send Out Cards, all one word, 63975. Again, I'm Brian Taylor with Send Out Cards. Text Send Out Cards, all one word, 63975.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and what them know. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got no
the conversation. Phone lines are open right now. Give Tanya a call at 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 toll free coast to coast. That's toll free,
844-321-1010.
Nice. Nice.
Get up and boogie. Go ahead.
Go back to the phone. Do it.
Hello, yeah, to get back to the point I was trying to make regarding this whole thing with how our attention spans is going all over the place. And here we have in our own backyard where we're more likely to get attacked by, as we already know, either a domestic terrorist or someone that has that's gone deranged. And for example, with the abortion clinic, we had the Planned Parenthood incident. Right. We had someone shooting at the Black Lives Matter protest.
Yeah, we have
and your
that
previous caller, he makes an excellent point about this culture in this country. It's like it's on steroids right now with this violence. And so whatever direction we point to when we're talking about black-on-black crime, we must be willing to look at all the different layers that produce that. It didn't just happen out of a vacuum, and it's not just being from a single parent-headed household, because then we got to look at the white people who got two turns, they shoot up a whole school, or do the things that they do. So it's really not a simple thing that we can oversimplify and get into the ideological going back and forth. It would be nice if we could do that, but it really is. It's really going to require a whole lot of work, a whole lot of patience, and where I tend to put a whole lot of focus on are the people who are supposed to be the leaders.
Thank you.
I'm talking about
Absolutely.
Some of these clergy leaders.
Right.
You know, some of these church leaders
yes.
who claim to be so Christian. They need to bring focus to the table. Because we can't trust these politicians.
Exactly.
We need to demand certain things from them. Don't get me wrong. They need to be accountable. They got responsibility to implement some reasonable policies to make sure that police officers are held accountable when they get fined. And also have policies in place when we talk about people incarcerated, if they are fair. But we're really suffering from some leadership right now where people really aren't stepping up to the plate, whether it's clergy, whether it's politics, pushing to be, you know, the leaders right now.
Sue, you are
That's
right
all I
on
have to
point.
Say on
you
that.
Are right on point.
I agree.
My thing is this, how can we allow someone like a Donald Trump to be considered as a presidential candidate? When from the things that he says, you know, about blacks, Latinos, right. immigrants.
Right.
How on earth
right.
is he even considered a candidate? I don't understand it. Right. And is leading in the polls. That's the crazy thing. And we allow it. We allow it. Okay, not all of us. I'm talking about money. Yeah. And that's the unfortunate part of things. It is.
Look.
Thank you, Stuart. We appreciate your comments.
Okay,
in our culture, we tend to label anything we disagree with as racist, because he had the right answer regarding keeping illegal, not just immigrants, illegal immigrants out. That's racism. It's nonsense.
It's
absolute nonsense.
It's racism.
No, because
you're talking about brown folks,
border,
that were
language, and culture
to come to this country in order to be friggin' slave labor. He ain't said a word about people over here from Ireland illegally, and wasn't referring to people that are over here from Russia illegally.
Let him finish.
Go ahead.
Anyone that comes in, wherever they come from, comes in the country, stay overstated visa, whatever it is illegal. Now the fact of the matter is, and he's a little bit to the Republican side. Certain big businesses, particularly big farms and all that, need the labor of these people.
So they pay for that. Why don't they pay them a living wage?
Capitalism.
Let me just say one thing. When he stands up and tell a group of people, we are going to take our country back. Who the ham sandwich is we?
You.
And what is ours?
That's a dog whistle.
That's a dog whistle for the 25% that support
you. Exactly.
Yes, it is.
He's not talking about you.
He ain't taking it back for you.
No,
okay.
What are you talking about?
He wants you to cut his grass and raise his kids. That's
what
he wants.
Okay, well, let me read something that I was reading. Let me read something right quick. Donald Trump took out an ad in New York's paper calling for the death penalty for criminals of every age after 5 black and Latino teens were implicated in a Central Park jogger case. The young men convicted and imprisoned were later cleared by DNA evidence in the confession of a serial rapist.
Who was also Puerto Rican, too.
And Trump called for their wrongful conviction settlement a disgrace.
Yes.
Then Trump was also the leader of the birther movement when President Obama was standing, running for president. He claimed that President Obama was not a natural born American. Mm-hmm. Now, he's done all that. And then there was a black protester at one of his events and getting beaten, roughed up. He didn't say, stop, none of that.
He said, hey, get him out of here. Get him out of here.
But they were roughing him up.
Now, wait a minute. He was just standing there looking at him like everybody else and saying, we're going to get this black guy. That would happen? No, it didn't.
He didn't say the black guy's complexion said the black guy.
Yeah. He just said he was going to whip his behind, throw him out. So that's what that was all about.
I have been in these settings.
I'm sorry that you had
and
to
I had the first person say, hey, get a black guy, get him out of here.
Well, no,
that
but you
want
up to talk
way.
About Black Lives Matter neither.
Now, CNN, MSNBC, they are the ones that Obama say, you people look at this. Don't look at Fox and all the other news.
Fox is full of crap.
What they do is have these half-truths as if the guy was standing there.
You have a degree
and
you watch Fox?
Let me read
one of our listeners said, Dean text that. Tanya is correct. Thank you, Dean. I appreciate you agreeing with me. Trump is a racist.
He is.
Black, Mexicans, and Muslim. You don't think he's a racist? I mean, I find that hard to believe, Emmett. I really find that very hard to believe.
I don't find it hard for the mindset of certain people. I support Mr. Trump. We've always had those amongst us.
All
who
the
have
time.
Gone
okay.
in there.
That's when you
I'm
need
glad
the
you
gun.
Brought that up.
That's,
his base,
that's when you need the
base,
gun.
His base has to be.
That's black on black crime.
Well, let me tell you
sometimes
what's
sometimes you gotta have it.
Let me tell you what's very uncomfortable about this whole thing. His base are whites that are less educated,
mm-hmm.
middle
yeah.
aged
mm-hmm.
and older.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they are angry that they're losing ground. They're losing their jobs. And they're just angry all
to people
and,
like him that send their jobs
and
China.
And that, yeah. Right. And the thing is this, in my opinion, they are the people that will go out and vote.
Yes, but there are fewer of them.
Yes, there are.
No, no, I know. Maybe fewer of them. But what offsets that is that those of us that will not go out and vote. Now, I do vote. But on the other side of the track, they cannot get the numbers to come out and vote to counteract those folks.
Yes, you can.
How's that?
Liberal whites, minorities.
People with some sense.
Yes. That don't agree with him.
Yeah, well, the reason I say that is because when you look at how the Republicans now control the House and the Senate, that is where the issue is.
When we did not vote. And I'm telling you, do not believe these polls.
Okay.
Them things ain't been right.
No. No, believe them now, because it ain't but 2015.
Well,
you know, less than a year out.
Yeah, you're right.
But we're almost
the sample is
out.
Only 500 people.
I've had two telephone calls, and when I tell them that I'm a Democrat, they hang up the phone, so they don't poll me.
I haven't gotten a call at all.
They call me neither.
No, I haven't gotten a call.
Nelson,
and I voted in the last.
You must but I did it because, see, really, I'm an independent. I vote for who has the right message.
Yeah, right.
That's the way I go.
I'm with you on that.
Huh?
You vote for Republican from time to time.
No, not in a long, long time.
So
I haven't. The Republicans ain't showed me anything. They've told me that they didn't want me.
What we show you is the Constitution, Bill of Rights.
I have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in my bathroom on the wall. And the reason why it's in my bathroom, because when I go in there and read a book and I'm chilling, I can read my Bill of Rights. So I don't need the Republicans or the Democrats to tell me my Bill of Rights. Okay. I went to college. You know, I was a history major. I can read. I can process information. So I don't need anybody to tell me how to think or how to process information. But I know right from wrong. So I don't get in bed with people who ain't about me.
Well, and
it's not about you.
Is not about Republican. It shouldn't be about Republican or Democrat people.
Right. American citizens, regardless of race.
And like I said, why do we have people on both sides of the track?
Right.
One, I have to say this, Hillary is not clean all herself. I think that she has a trust issue, in my opinion.
Don't be proud about your party either.
Like I said, they're racist, okay? And throwing out all this rhetoric about the abortion and the Planned
Parenthood.
More issues.
It's rhetoric.
There are far more issues important than the abortion issue and immigration
and
the economy.
And they're attacking
the economy. Don't talk about life and death.
It's also, you talked about monies that's being spent for the benefit of the poor. Just like they went out and attacked Acorn, now they're attacking Planned Parenthood, whose primary constituents are poor folk. And I didn't say poor black folk, poor folk, women.
No,
it's our money. And while you can't have it redistributed to the folk that need it the most, why is that even a fight? And we're talking about a pittance of the beans of dollars.
That's the thing. That's the thing that gets me. He says redistributing the money to the poor.
Yes.
No, in America, in a capitalistic
And you're supposed to be a
capitalist system. There's no distribution.
I pay taxes.
The government gives it. That's the socialism and fascism companies.
They give it
they
back.
They distribute. Take the tax and we distribute it to those.
And we give it back.
That's Karl Marx. From those.
Karl who?
Okay. We're going to take a break. Today's jazz break is Mr. Magic by Grover Washington, sponsored by Hong Kong Taylor. Custom and ready-made fashions for men and women. Give them a call, 804-359-5441.
the Tanya Free and Friends Network, coast to coast, on air, online, and on point.
Dr. Ben Carson spent a week in Syria meeting with refugees. He delivered a message that they told him they want to stay in Syria and be blown to bits by ISIS.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
New time, 10 a.m. mornings on RealBrotherRadioNetwork.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 800-610-3497 and get your 44 pills for $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now, 800-610-3497, 800-610-3497. That's 800-610-3497.
You're listening to AMFM 247, music you love from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Best talk radio all day and every day.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now. Give Tanya a call at 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 toll free coast to coast. That's toll free, 844-321-1010.
I want to give a shout out to my wonderful friend.
Gentlemen,
wait a minute,
the lady
we're back
speaking.
On the air, we're back on the air. I want to give a wonderful shout out to my friend Gary Norris Gray, who will be joining a Native American protest against racist mascots this Sunday at 11 a.m. in Oakland when the Raiders play Kansas City. Check out his Facebook page for details. Okay. Thank you, Gary. We appreciate you standing up for, you know, whatever cause. You're in it, so.
Shit, we all in it.
I know we are, okay. But I mean, he gets out there on the front line. Yeah.
You know, you got that good her.
Well, wait. I want to go back. I want to go back to one thing we talked about with Donald Trump and his racist, you know, just a racist period. And one of the things he did say, he claims that most killings of whites are done by blacks. Does that sound racist to you? Does that sound racist to you? Yes or no?
It's not done by blacks. More white kill.
No, the question is, does that sound racist to you?
Never mind. What's
racist,
true?
If it's wrong, if it's intentionally wrong, that's racist.
Well, it's intentionally wrong. So what's your take?
But
is it racist?
He got his stats wrong. His stats are wrong.
Okay, let me ask you this question: if he gets the nomination, would you vote for him?
Yes.
Okay.
He's better than anybody on the other side. Anybody? Oh my God.
Okay.
Anybody? But Hillary on down. I mean, it's down. Hillary's down herself, but it's down her.
All right.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let me go to the phones. My friend, Real Brother. How are you, friend?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good to see you guys back. Hope you're having a happy holiday and all that old good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. Same to you.
It's the water.
All right. But, yeah, I think we need to define what racism is. See, see the way that racists get away with it is by they define racism as somebody black who opposes them killing people because the president's black. And that's what they think racism is. They don't realize hating people because the president's black and shooting up Planned Parenthood because the president's black is not, you know, that's not a way to that you win an election. But see, Donald Trump and them, they really do believe that. If they could kill enough black people and terrorize enough black people, then we'll put them in office and make him president. That's how stupid they are.
Well, I'm going to let Emmett respond to that. Emmett?
Emmett, Trump supporter, please.
Right, this is what you have to see. I don't know if you heard earlier, when I come to a certain conclusion in life, let alone politics, I look at the biblical principle behind what the issue is. There's a biblical principle for everything that we deal with in life. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as this racism thing, do you realize Jesus dealt with the root of racism before he went to the cross? Before he went to the cross.
No,
I'm talking about the root.
Now,
Wait a minute, let him finish for a minute, and I'll let you
The root was in, first he dealt with it in his own disciples. And they were all Jews, right? This could have been an argument, who's the greatest? This about who, with the kingdom, who will be the greatest? I'm going to be greater than you, and so on and so forth. He came by, he said, listen, the Gentile heart, the Gentile deal with that. They will not be the same with you. In other words, they want to exercise lordship over one another. Like the brother sitting next to me, both of us black. Something within my heart, in my natural heart, as a non-believer, I'll say, I'm going to want to dominate this guy. We're both of us in business, but I want to see how I'm going to advantage this guy simply because I'm looking out for me and I want to take advantage of him. That's the way the heart works. And he said, that would not be done by you. First, it was his own disciples. Then he turned right around and then he went to, which was a very offensive during that time. He went to the well and this Samaritan woman said, that was like black, and the Jews and the Samaritans hated one another, like black and white used to be here in the South. That they hated one another. They said, what are you doing talking to a Samaritan woman at the well and doing it today?
Sounds
that,
like conservatives you know, today, don't it?
Hear my point. The root that he was dealing with, you name anything, you put a woman in there, you put Jew, you put Filipino, you put black, anything else, something within the black want to dominate white and vice versa. So you see what's happening. The root of that is the fact that Jesus dealt with that. Then he went to the cross, died on the cross for all the sins, regardless of what it is that we did. So my point is that, it we're going getting back to where we are right now. I look at this whole racism stuff. Black folk, we do more to ourselves than any white man ever done
well,
to
that's
us.
That's not true.
I mean, in modern times.
Let me let Rare Brother respond. Go ahead, Rare Brother.
Racists hate people, hate the president because he's black and he's successful, and white people have been taught a lie that they're superior. Absolutely. So they're not superior. They're the dumbest people on the planet, first of all, because they believe the lie. But second of all, you don't murder your way into power. Obama didn't kill nobody or blow up no marathon to become president. And so Donald Trump is not going to do it. And if you guys don't realize that, that's the problem. See, when Donald Trump falls off, they're going to use that as an excuse to kill people. Well, with Donald Trump, you should have elected Donald Trump. He was killing the most people. Well, we don't elect the president by how many people they kill. That's just stupid. And for not saying that's even dumber.
No. Obama was not appalled because he's black, because his ideas are stupid. It's simple as that. His ideas does not work.
What
idea not
is stupid?
What
we should have a merit-based society and not a society where white people get to control black people. Is that you, that's
sir,
stupid
sir,
to
sir,
you?
Sir,
that's a
sir,
stupid
sir,
idea.
Sir, you can look at history. You can Google
justice,
it. You can
fairness. Those are stupid ideas to
now,
you?
No, you can Google any city. In a state,
Google,
in,
Google
now, listen,
what?
Now,
news?
Now, sir,
Google
wait a minute, brother.
Sir,
brother.
Sir, in a nation,
right, brother, hold up a second.
Wait a minute, brother, hold up.
Let him hang himself.
Cuba,
let him hang himself.
Russia, any nation that to try to show you socialistic idea that Obama has implemented has failed.
Wait a minute, brother, one at a time.
Scotty, let the brother hang himself.
Or by killing people who support the president's policies. That is not how we change presidents in this country. And you guys need to stop lying to the people and fooling them into thinking that we fight a civil war every time we have a conflict and the racists lose.
Okay.
Which is every time.
I don't get to killing people.
Okay. Rare Brother, tell everybody to listen to your show.
Okay, we're on at new time, 10 a.m. Eastern on RealBrotherRadioNetwork.com.
Thank you, friend. We appreciate it. We'll be tuned in.
I appreciate you. All right.
Okay, now. Okay, we got a text here. Grace says the Bible endorses slavery. Does Emmett endorse slavery? Emmett, let you respond to that for yourself.
What page? I'd like to read that.
No, that's true. But what
I haven't seen
it. Ain't what he was talking about. Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Emmett. You want to respond?
Of course, it do not endorse slavery.
Okay.
And the Bible.
It doesn't.
The Bible has the Bible records history the way it was, but when Jesus came on the scene, his teachings. Begin to say that this whole slavery thing was wrong. They also had polygamy. They also had multiple wives and all that. He said that was wrong. So the fact of the matter is, he began to show a difference between the way things were versus the way things ought to be. So that's where we are in now. Our whole system, American system, is based on the Bible. And then according to that, it's the Constitution and Bill of Rights and all saying that slavery was wrong. But guess what? Democrats, again, Democrats said, no, I don't care what the Bible says. We'll keep our slaves.
Okay.
Those Democrats ended up being Republicans.
Okay.
If you know anything about the Southern strategy, blah, blah, blah.
Don thanks us for exposing the hypocrisy of black Republicans. Let me say this. We said earlier, this is not about Republicans or Democrats. Okay. And Emmett, and we respect, you know, your views and that sort of thing. But my thing is this. You act like the Republicans don't do anything wrong. Do you actually think your party does absolutely nothing wrong if they're perfect? Because you jump on the Democrats really. Every time really. You get a chance.
That's because he watches Fox News.
My question to you, my question to you, is your party perfect?
No, it's not.
Okay,
because
that's all I want to know.
Eric Cantor. Because he tried. But, he tried.
Yeah, and you stressed that you stressed that you. That's only one.
No. He's not the only one.
The Republicans.
That's why we threw out Boehner. You know, the fact of the matter is,
Boehner left.
No,
he was tired of messing with
y'all. He left because he could not control the party. The party wanted to turn back to the biblical-based foundation of our nation. And so he go along to get along with Obama and his group.
I'm sorry.
What Bible is it that you're referring to that is the biblical base of our nation at one time when you were not even human? Start that.
Well, let me ask this question. You brought up John Boehner, and you were saying John Boehner was beginning. Trying to get along with the president and do some things that maybe he thought that, you know, work should have been in place. And any time, you know, I guess by him doing that, you all felt like, no. And my thing is this, what is it? Are you all voting or looking at this country and voting by policy or by party?
By policies. See, look.
The Affordable Care Act was as a result of the.
You can't name a single. Yeah. You can't name a single policy that Obama has implemented that Cuba, Soviet Union, all these other nations has failed, has done over in history.
Cuba has not.
As long as it's working here in the United States, that's all that matters. As long as it's working here in the United States, it doesn't matter whether it's working in Cuba, out of space, or anything else.
It's not working. It's keeping the whole population poor. It's keeping the whole population poor.
Really?
Because it does not. Socialism does not work. Here again, primarily for a biblical. You know what the biblical principle is?
I'm going to have a biblical scholar on here. I am not a biblical scholar.
But the fact of the matter is, God said, you want a successful society? Keep my commandments. So Commandment 10 said, do not covet anything of your neighbors, his house, his wife, his ox, anything of your neighbors. So guess what? Most people, I would not go to this brother. If I got a need, I wouldn't go to my brother.
My thing is this, anybody can take a scripture and take it out of context.
That's why I said I want a scholar here that has studied life to put it in perspective
and not twist it to what it is that fits their political agenda.
Let me finish my point. I would not go to my neighbor and give me money to support my needs.
I understand, my friend. Emmett, he's shown me a side of him I didn't know, and I've known this brother over 30 years.
Still waters run deep.
For the game, what we are talking about here today, there needs to be a guide, okay? Because the founding fathers were not Christians. They didn't even ascribe to a religious belief at all. And like my brother here said, when black folk were brought here, we were not even allowed to be human.
Women have not been able to vote for 100 years, brother.
And again, when we started talking about political parties, since Obama has been in office, I can't think of not one thing other than naming post offices that the Republican Party has produced.
I can name one.
What?
The brand new aircraft carrier.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
the brand new aircraft carrier and a couple of post offices. But as far as anything that moves our country forward, they have not done it. Even when the man's overseas talking about climate change and climate control, they are passing a law over here so that they can just gut it and not get it done. This has been the most corrupt, the most abusive Congress that I've known since I've been watching politics.
And the night Obama was elected, was inaugurated, they got together and said, we're going to oppose him on
everything. John Boehner was not following
that rule. Let me make my point.
The wars put us in the poorhouse.
Two wars.
Both were illegal. Halliburton, $259 billion is what they made.
Unfunded,
that war.
Not part of the budget.
And they didn't pay any taxes on it.
That's a Democrat.
Bush came in office with a surplus
of $5 trillion.
Surplus. No, it was a multi-billion surplus when he came in office. He cut taxes for the rich. So you cut the amount of money coming in.
I was not in agreement with a lot of things that Bush did.
Well, you lose the argument.
But as far as his Democrat,
I'm far above the policy. The parties.
I don't care
nothing about the parties.
I'm saying
99% of my argument is what we have not done for ourselves.
I guarantee you.
Well, I like that $2.09 a gallon. That's what I paid to come up here today. And I know I wouldn't have made it up here if the Republicans were in office.
History will show. You think Obama should have approved the pay?
I don't care what he did, as long as it's $2.09 a gallon.
History will show Obama will be the worst president in modern history.
I got $5 on that.
Because Hitler had his way.
I got $5 on
that. Hitler had his way.
Stop changing the subject.
You forget that Hitler.
Stop changing the subject.
Over 10% unemployment, down to 5.
Down to 5, exactly.
No, he's lying.
Go ahead, Dan.
We got more people out of the workforce today than the 1970s.
Stop
more people
changing
out of
the subject. Stop changing the subject.
Jobs being created versus jobs being lost.
I think he's a speechwriter for
my man.
It's called drinking the Kool-Aid.
You can look yourself up. You can look it up. Oh, my God.
We can look it up, but
all y'all walking around with computers on their hip.
Okay, well let's go back to one other issue before we run out of time. Oh, we got a break?
No.
Oh, excuse me.
Time sure flies when you're making fun of it.
Thank you. is Coffee Black, coming through to bring you the latest in sports, celebrity, and entertainment news. Here's the sip this week. So, Kourtney Kardashian is working on reconciling with Scott now that he's out of rehab again. I think this started out as a script for their show. It ended up becoming real life for them. Sucks for the kids. And Ice-T and Coco welcomed a baby girl Chanel over the weekend. She said it only took 3 pushes. Must be nice. Speaking of babies, Chris Rock and his estranged wife have 2 of their own, but apparently there's a 3rd little South African girl that the family may or may not have adopted. Chris is saying the baby ain't his, especially now that child support is coming into play in their divorce. So many questions, not enough time. I'm just saying. Check out more on my site, thesipwithcoffeeblack.com, and tune in next week on the new musicexchangeradio.com for The Sip with Coffee Black. No sugar, no cream.
The New Orleans Talk Network, now on your mobile device,
on your computer,
in your ear,
and interactive.
It's new,
it's innovative,
and it's on your mobile device,
Android,
iPhone,
iPad,
and on your computer.
Take us wherever you go,
because we're interactive.
504-341-TALK.
That's 504-341-8255.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. That's 800-365-6303.
Check out the Tanya Free and Friends Rewind every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern on the May We Help You Radio Network at mwhwradio.com.
Please, Mr. Groove, won't you come back home? Won't you come back? Please, won't you come back? Won't you come back? Please, 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 won't you come back?
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now. Give Tanya a call at 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 toll-free coast to coast. That's toll-free, 844-321-1010.
Okay, I got a text from Don says, how about Life Should Not Kill? Why do you support execution and claim for pro-life? Let me respond to it after we come back from the phone. We have a call, Warren?
Yes, how you doing?
Fine, how about you?
Oh, I'm doing good, I do have a question to ask you all. I don't know this. What is Trump's record? Since he's a real estate mogul, his record on hiring minorities, women, people of color, and different positions throughout his corporation, has anybody analyzed his hiring?
Yes, that's who he mostly hired because they're the ones he can underpay and underpromote. And most of his contracts have been government contracts.
So do you have jobs
this now? Is how he has won these kind of large contracts from not only local government and state governments, but governments around the country.
Creating more jobs for minorities than Obama did.
Creating more jobs. Obama's not a developer. He's the president of the United States.
Exactly. He has killed jobs.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't kill no job.
Obama's killed jobs. He killed the coal industry.
That's not what he's supposed to do.
Juan, did you have another comment?
No, thank you so much.
Thank you. Go ahead, you can respond to the text now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thou shalt not kill in the original Hebrew means thou shalt not murder.
It's Let very us not clear. Get a history lesson. Just answer what he said.
There's a difference. It's a difference. Jesus. There's a difference. Thou shalt not kill. Obviously, when the Jewish people went to war every day, they had to kill the enemies. Like we had to kill the enemies when we'd be attacked Pearl Harbor or we had to kill during the World Trade Center. That is not murder. Murder means that you murder someone without due process. You kill somebody without due process. That's the difference between that and abortion. Innocent baby there. We're going to just, they're going to mess up my career. They're going to come to my boyfriend, whatever. I'm going to get rid of it. That's murder. That's not.
Okay, Emma, and to that point about abortion, how many children have you adopted in your lifetime? That's what I thought. Next caller, please.
I've had three of my own I had to deal with.
But you want to keep other people from being able to access something that's legally allowed by the Supreme Court.
Well,
because you have a problem with it.
Don't kill all babies.
Well, then you need to adopt until it's shut up.
No, you don't have to adopt all these.
Yes, you do.
But if we had an adoptive culture, you would have fewer people willing to abort.
We need to do more. I really admire that anybody adopts like that. But the fact that you're busy with three kids yourself, and then I got eight grandchildren over eight.
So you're not taking up the slack, Black.
No, but see, that you can't. The fact of the matter is, you can be single and not have any children at all, but still say, "I don't like babies being killed."
And single people and gay people can adopt. That's generally a conservative posture also.
Hitler would be jealous of Obama's party because he just killed 6 million. We have 55 to 57 million babies. And Black folk, we got to be the dumbest of all. You know why? Because we used to be 15% of the population. We're killing off our babies
at 35% a year.
Gary, okay. Hi, friend, how are you?
Year, so we
Gary from L.A.?
Population.
Okay. How you doing, Tanya?
Doing fine. How about you?
There's 12 people died this morning.
12 people, okay.
In San Bernardino.
Yeah, we were watching that there was a shooting in California. You said San Bernardino. So there's 12 people
killed. There's a bomb in the building right now. They call the FBI to get the bomb out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the street, there's a disabled center right across the street where people are blind. Mm-hmm. These children cannot see, and they're scared to death.
Wow. I guess they are scared. I would be too.
Well, I like to ask Republican friend.
Uh-huh. Emmett?
Why can we not get gun control in this country?
Okay. What, you said why don't we have gun control in this country?
Why don't we have gun control? I'm going to ask the Republican panel.
All right. Hold on.
Why can't we have gun control in this country?
Okay. You got the tightest gun control in California and other states, but yet you have those mass killings. See, the thing is that what they try to do politically backfire because they're doing the wrong thing. The best thing you can do is have people walk around with concealed weapons. The criminal don't know who's armed. They won't just hit these soft targets because soft target might be as soft as you think.
Hey, Gary, this is what we call obfuscation.
Well, let me ask this question. If you have everybody walking around with a gun, wouldn't that make the situation even worse?
That's what I'm
thinking. Let me finish. So if I have a gun, you have a gun, we all sitting in here and somebody start to shoot, guess what? We all going to start to shoot.
Okay.
Yep.
Wouldn't that make things worse?
Well, it's like the Wild Wild West. See, back in the 1860s, everybody had a gun, right?
We need to also keep in mind we live in the inner city.
We can't be afforded to do that anymore.
Right. Exactly.
No. But I agree. Look at history.
Thank you, Gary.
Look at history.
Hey,
we could deal with the Russians because the Russians cared if we used nuclear weapons against them versus us. But you deal like when we deal with the Japanese when they had the kamikaze pilots. they figure they die in the honor of Allah. Okay, I mean not Allah, in the honor of their
Buddha,
their
emperor.
The emperor, exactly. Right,
the emperor.
And then you have the Muslim thing that they feel they would die in warfare, they would get 72 versions kind of stuff. So
have to do with the mass killing happening?
I don't mind dealing with people.
Why are you not dealing with the subject at hand?
Well, James says everyone is entitled to an opinion, even if it's stupid as hell.
Oh,
that is, you're right, James.
Hey, look, I think when we started to talk in the context of history, the United States as a Western civilization is still a very new country.
Yeah, okay.
Comparatively speaking.
Right.
If we start talking about France and Russia, and I mean France and UK, those people haven't always been on our. Yeah. You understand?
Right,
they have
exactly.
approved to a level of sophistication, whereas their culture and their government has done that. We haven't gotten there yet. We're only, 300 years old, 400 years old, so we're still evolving.
Right.
And we need to understand that. So eventually we're going to do that. As far as the way we've been treated, as far as being slaves and black folk and us emerging as a respected people inside the United States, we're still young in that. So I want to keep hope alive, if you will, that we have come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And let me say one thing to you, my brother, you and your Bible. Mm-hmm. The Chinese culture and their religion outdate us by 1,000 years. Okay? So you cannot apply what you're talking about as Christian nation and the Bible and Jesus and God to everything that's going on in this country. Because that is not the norm for the world.
No, it doesn't have to be the norm for the world. The fact it was norm for America, the reason why we got
it. They need the norm for America because we're a mixed culture.
But the fact of the matter is, see, that's where black folks stumble at. We have embraced.
The norm for America. Ask a Native American.
And
what his religion is.
You look at Deuteronomy.
Germane to us.
No, but he's saying, look, if you follow my commandments, the way that I do things, your nation will live, your families live. If you decide to go against that, you're inviting death into your culture. And that is what that's what black people mean in particular.
I'm not going to dispute you on that.
We have been slaves, and then when slaves didn't work, we went to Jim Crow. California had to be, a lot of people don't realize this, California had more Jim Crow laws than any other state.
Well, still got Jim Crow
now. Let's go to the phones right quick before we run out of time. Richard? Reggie. Hey, Reggie, how are you?
All right, I know y'all guys are up against the wall, but we would have gun control for the police. I mean, I'm still getting the Chicago situation.
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, to help a brother out, I mean, a young man walking down 16 times, these people look at this situation, then they go a year without doing anything? Come on now. I ain't boo-boo the fool, but come on.
Reggie, tell him to your show.
We're almost out of time.
Appreciate it. Now, y'all go ahead and rock and roll. We'll talk next week. And tell the bright ministers, I hope they got paid for that photo op.
I know. We had one, you're right. One was here in Virginia that was there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And you know, what's sad about that is that, like you said, the church to step up and be able to help the community and what have you. You got, so now, somebody got to check the ministers.
Well, they've been checking them all the while.
Yeah.
When it comes to politics, that's the first place they go is to the black ministers.
Of course, most black members keep them in the camp. Keep them in the camp.
Yeah,
in the Democrat camp.
Keep them quiet.
They get the walking around money. Now, you people, I know the Democrats haven't done anything for y'all in the last 50 years, but hey, vote for them because they said, vote for me and I set you free. Right on, brother.
Ain't nobody else coming there to do it. Everybody else coming there.
It hasn't happened yet, but wait. Give me 50 more years. It's going to happen.
Well, I'll be looking down y'all from glory in 50 years, but hey.
I'm going to be here.
That's right. There you go. Claim you're going to be here. That's what we should do. So, but no, we have to keep our ears open. And like I said, I believe we need to not vote by party, but who will represent us in our best interest.
Personally,
I do not see anyone on either side that I honestly, I'm going to have a real hard time.
The Republicans lose elections because their ideas suck.
We have 14.
No,
14
the Republicans have absolutely nothing. They offer me absolutely nothing.
What's on
all
Democrat
the rhetoric,
what's on Democratic
all the rhetoric that they are spewing everywhere. And my thing is this: they need to take responsibility of some of the stuff that's going on. I mean, really.
So number one, you got a felon running over Hillary Clinton. She's committing felonies.
Has she been convicted? Has she been tried?
1,000 emails. Huh?
How is that
on the Secret Server? That's
has
not a felony.
Been convicted of a felony?
Petraeus had that one half. Well,
no, answer Van. What he's asking you.
Has she been convicted of a felony?
No, she hasn't. Or
then all shut up with a felony.
There you go.
Shut up with a felony.
Okay. All right.
Committing crimes.
Bill, go to your car. Go to your car, Bill, and get it.
Has she been convicted? Has she been convicted of a
crime? But he
has
been
she
see, that's what I'm talking about. You all do not come correct. That's the problem.
What?
That's the problem that I have. You,
because they're wrong.
Not come correct as to wrong. Facts and what is real and what's true. That's where you all lose people.
Yeah.
Well, I lose some folks. The uneducated. All right, we gotta go. As always, I thank God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for allowing us the opportunity to speak and be heard. Thanks to all of our listening friends. Blessings to each and every one of you. And, of course, thanks to Bill, Dan, Emmett, Jerry, Antoinette, Carpetback, El Bravo, Roosevelt, Mr. Free, Marcus, and Mr. Free. I'm Tanya Free. Till next time, be free. Remember that life was a purpose.
Beautiful. Oh, spacious skies. Forever wake up.
Sing this thing, it's all right.